cap of Greenland, to find the traces, even there, of the pollution produced by Roman industry. Others are putting under the microscope the human excrement found in a cesspit in Herculaneum in southern Italy, to itemise the diet of ordinary Romans as it went into and out of their digestive tracts. A lot of eggs and sea urchins are part of the answer. Roman history is always being rewritten, and always has been. In some ways, we know more about ancient Rome than the Romans themselves did. Roman history, in other words, is a work in progress. This book is my contribution to that bigger project. It offers my version of why it matters. SPQR takes its title from another famous Roman catchphrase, Senatus Populusque Romanus, the Senate and People of Rome. It is driven by a personal curiosity about Roman history, by a conviction that a dialogue with ancient Rome is still well worth having, and by the question of how a tiny and very unremarkable little village in central Italy became so dominant a power over so much territory in three continents. This is a book about how Rome grew and sustained its position for so long, not about how it declined and fell, if indeed it